Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Jaikar, and this is Blog Talk Radio, Women's Grit and Grace. And it is July 13th at the original recording of this, 2017. And I'm so happy to be back with you. So today's show is titled The Bridge Women Are Being Called to Cross. And this is really a related topic to the last Blog Talk Radio show where I talked about, there comes a point in life where we either choose to live our woe or we pick up our wisdom, and that is the story of our life. Even if the wisdom comes from what has caused us pain and sorrow, we do have to choose to live in that ongoing, keep recycling that pain and sorrow, or do we transform it? Do we evolve it to wisdom that we apply to our own life, but we also share with others? We are always in communication relationship with what is both behind us, with our past, our personal past, our collective past, what is around us, the relationships, the environments we have. And also, what is it that we are doing that over time will create, that which we want versus that which we currently are struggling with? So let me read what I wrote up, and then I'll share a little more, and you'll understand, I think, why these two, last show and this show, are related. In every woman's life, there appears a bridge she must cross for realizing more of the happiness and peace she seeks. Yet too often, women instead look for a detour around healing the deep anger they feel at men, current and historical. I was going to say, men might sometimes say hysterical, but. And without facing their legacy of anger at men, rightly so anger, the life and relationships we seek as women cannot come into being. Today I'm going to talk about this bridge calling for women that I term the bridge, that women must cross or choose to either cross or detour, and how crossing this bridge is not giving men's bad behavior towards women a free pass, nor is it a call to just simply ignore or bury the past destructive actions of men against women. Rather, it is to face what is and to choose to lead in moving the story between women and men to a better place. Women's power to heal is vast and requires only the courage to surrender to the grace and the power within all women. Join me today as I share with you about this bridge and how the world and men await women's choice to cross this bridge. The world is weary of leadership with which life is not honored as sacred, and tending to the needs of all is called a pipe dream. Today, I want to invite you to cross your bridge and how you do not, nor can you, need to do so alone. So there's a lot in here. There's this, what I call historical anger, and maybe it kind of edges and borders into rage at the choices men have made towards women over generations, over centuries. And we all carry that. We carry what has come before us, and until it is either put to rest or transformed, we continue to carry it. And then because we haven't put it to rest or transformed it, this anger, this rage at how we've been treated as women over centuries, whenever something triggers that kind of historical memory, it doesn't matter if the person standing in front of you or next to you or behind you or in front of you, whatever, did that, you will feel it and you will tend to project it at that person. And this is how the story of men behaving badly towards women continues. It isn't that men, and I'm talking very generic here, okay, there's personal choices every man and woman makes. And men have a similar choice, they have a similar bridge, but women are the spoke around which life constellates. A man cannot live well without a woman. A woman can live very well without a man. Women bring up the children. Men bring up the children. But women's capacity for making certain that the generation to come is safe and nurtured and nourished is innate. It's physiological. It's genetic. It does not mean men are not important to the parenting process, to the upbringing. They're very important. But the leadership of that is really women. And that's what I talk about, you know, in this write-up too. I talk about how we as women, we must choose to lead in moving the story between men and women to a better place, to a better story. We are those people in relationship. I work a lot with women and men who are struggling in their relationship, and the men just want to know, tell me what to do. Tell me how to make it better. Yes, they've done things, you know, they've done things that are destructive or harmful to the relationship, but some of that's their historical patterns where they haven't had to be responsible to their impact with women. And so when they understand that, and when the woman acknowledges that, so when she's willing to be vulnerable that way, it's magical. Men who want to be in relationship will change. But they have to understand it, they have to feel it, and they have to have a woman who's willing to face her own pain, be vulnerable, and make changes as well. And it is that, this is why I say women have to make the choice to lead in moving the story to a better place, because I see it time and time again with the couples work I do. Men look to the woman to give them that direction, to give them that information. We don't always recognize that when we're in the relationship, because we've been patterned and told stories about our power and our place and men's power and men's place in relationship, and it's false. Much it's false. It's a myth. It's a lie. And this is one of the things that women in the work will come and they'll at some point look at me and go, so most of what I was taught was wrong and a lie? I'm like, yeah, kind of. And then they're amazed at when they are willing to even just try a little bit of what I say will help and correct and recalibrate things, how powerful it is, how quickly it changes, and how grateful their partner is. So, but women have to lead it. That we are the leaders. Men have mothers. They grow up with mothers telling them and helping them and loving them. And that is what they trust. With men, there's this, you know, there's this kind of jousting. There's this, you know, it's not that men can't be close to each other, but they're men, and they have to kind of carve out their own domain. Just like it's hard for a daughter to work with her mother sometimes, and you know, for a mother to work with her daughter sometimes, because it's, you know, you've got two women who also want their domain, especially as they get older. But when you're working with a woman and a man, he wants you to lead. Yes, he may want to be alpha in the relationship, but he needs you to tell him, I know, what does that mean? Where is a good place? Where is an honorable place? Where is the place of respect and compassion and sacredness? It's the story of King Arthur. What did King Arthur want? He wanted his queen, Guinevere, to guide him, to make him noble, to be those eyes and that heart that he didn't have. So, and this is, again, you know, I see people from all walks of life, all sorts of types of relationships, and it's classic. I mean, meaning it doesn't fail that we as women are the ones men, and thus for me, the world, is looking for to change the story, to lead the story to a different place. And again, this is not about letting men off the hook. You know, this is a similar, you know, people often resist healing because they think it means someone gets off the hook. And I guess I would say that's accurate, but the person who gets off the hook is yourself. Whoever takes the actions, who makes the commitment, who does the work of healing, i.e. evolving, moving something forward to a better place, they do get off the hook of being stuck. They get off the hook of being in the same pain, in the same challenge, despair, frustration. They get off the hook of feeling stuck. And once you get off the hook of feeling stuck and are leading yourself to a better place, that the relationships you want to be in that better place will follow you. If you are, you know, modeling and offering compassion, patience, tolerance, love, understanding, all the things you have to offer yourself, okay? These are all things that really are encompassed in healing. You know, compassion, you know, offer yourself the kindness you'd offer, you know, someone you loved, or maybe even sometimes a perfect stranger or one of your animals. We often are very stingy with being kind to ourselves, with being loving with ourselves, with extending compassion for what we struggle with and what, you know, wakes us up at 3 a.m. So compassion, self-love, self-kindness, you know, what we are so eager sometimes to offer those we love. We are, you know, that stinginess towards ourselves means we're offering it from a place of want. I will give you this because I want you to fill in the blank. Love me. Be kind. Don't leave me. You know, don't abandon me. We're still caught in that, what I call that consumer product of relationship, which is the old form of relationship. You know, I do this for you, you do this for me. And it gets down to the subtle level of, I love you, but now I need you to fill in the blank. And the problem is the person that you're basically kind of demanding that there's an exchange that maybe doesn't work for them, is it's an exchange. It's not an honoring. It's not a relationship. It's not respectful. So this is why, you know, it's interesting because when I'm working with a couple, or even a woman, because she's like, my husband's never going to come in, or my partner's never going to come in. I'm like, he doesn't have to. And, you know, they don't like hearing that because there's where the anger is, okay? So that's where I know that flash, which is how come. I go, yep, there's the anger. And then I talk about this anger, this historical anger at men. And again, rightly so, okay? But because there's historical anger, do we keep this, what I call, ping pong game going? Do we slam men with our anger now because we have more power? You know, and often women will do that in a place of power. They'll feel powerful, they'll feel safe and secure, and then they will turn around and treat the men in their life very badly. I see this a lot with women who are in successful and secure jobs and professions. You know, I had one couple. The woman was a doctor, and she was the worst patient, the worst client in terms of being willing to face how she was part of the problem. She was not going to, you know, she just wasn't going to go there. It was all his fault, and he needed to do everything different, and maybe then she'd be happy with him. And, you know, and I was kind of going, okay, and here's why we have ourselves in a second affair. And I'm not letting this man off the hook, the husband off the hook. He had his part. But there was a classic example of how she wasn't owning her power. And she was asking something of him she wasn't willing to do herself. One of the hallmarks of leaders is that they are willing to go first. They are willing to venture into that wilderness and come back and say, I know, I've learned, do you want what I've learned? That's what leadership is in our times. So if you are a woman listening to this, look at where you do have anger at, either men generic, men in your relationships, at your father, at your brothers, at your lover, whatever, and own it, okay? And again, don't feel ashamed for it. Don't feel defiant about it. Don't feel protective of it. Just own it. And because once you own something, then you get to choose. And, you know, it's wonderful when women own their anger at men for, again, rightly so, but decide they don't want to burn up with it and they don't want to torch others with it, just like they might have been torched at the stake some lifetime. Things can change, not only for our life as women, but for the men we love. And then those men want to champion women differently because we've moved the story to a better place. So this is a big topic. And in 15 minutes, we're not going to cover even much more than, how should I put it, bullet points. And so it is. But email me, sign up for a clarity session if you've, you know, are willing to look at this anger, are on the side of the bridge where you realize, you know, you haven't moved your anger forward. You haven't changed your story as a woman to lead to a better place with the men in your life. The clarity session is for free. It's wonderful. And as I said, it's pretty magical what happens. And I've got to wrap it up. It's 15 minutes, but do contact me if you want to make a difference in the world as a woman. This is a powerful place, a very personal place, and the results are pretty quick. Take care and blessings.